We are now beginning our presentation of scholarships, which will be by our scholarship chair, Shannon Cook.
I asked her why she was sitting over here. She wanted the mic.
While they are making their way up to the platform, I want to take an opportunity again to thank everyone for their donations to the scholarship program this year. Everybody here? All right. So, the scholarship application was put online again this year. We have four components. The students have to complete the application. They have to write an essay explaining why they would like to have an NFBFSC scholarship. And we usually tell them not to include information about financial need because that's kind of assumed they're in college. or graduate school. We also have them submit a copy of their transcripts, and we have them get a letter of recommendation from an NFB member. If all of these components are not received by the deadline, which this year was June 19th at 11:59 p.m., then they are disqualified. Obviously, these folks made the cut, so I just wanted to let y'all know a little bit about what we expect of them. The scholarship committee does have a scoring scale that we use to grade each individual. We grade them based on community service, which this past year was kind of tricky because, you know, can't do community at home the way you used to anyway. Their grades, that's half of their score right off of the bat, because this is a scholarship after all. And then we also have NFB participation. Originally, when we started the scale, we asked questions, but that was not in the information. So we look at how involved they are, how many meetings they go to, if they're near a chapter, but they just don't go. Why? you know, we kind of get nosy. We want to find out why they aren't going, why they aren't attending. Because, of course, again, this is the future of the Federation. We want people to come in. If there's a reason that they're not coming in and participating, we need to know that so we can work on that or educate them, whichever way it may go, or both. I'm going to start with third, but in no way least at all. Our third place recipient this year, let me tell you what they're going to be getting. $300 donated from our Belvedere chapter, $400 as part of the donation from Successful Transitions, $500 from the Anderson Chapter Jenny Smith Scholarship. And that's totaling $1,200. And that's for Andrew Adams. But wait, there's more. There's more. In addition to that, the Federation Center Board met and chose Andrew as the recipient of the Klein Scholarship in the amount of $500. We do announce this during our scholarship presentation, however, that is decided separately, but I did want to at least mention for sure that that was awarded. So Andrew, if you'd like to come up and say anything, you are welcome.
I just want to thank all the chapters and committees that donated.
That's pretty much it.
Thank y'all so much.
We knocked him off his feet. All right, our next scholarship recipient.
Are you okay?
I'm bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I promise. We're going to get Andrew to work with Scott so Scott can teach him how to give longer speeches. Hey, it was entertaining. I'm not going to lie. It was good. All right. The next recipient will be getting $25 that was donated from Marty McKenzie. $50 that was donated from the at-large chapter, one of our newer chapters. $50 donated from the Clarendon County chapter. $100 donated from the Chesterfield chapter. $100 again donated from the donated from the Anderson chapter. $100 donated from the Lee County chapter. $150 donated from the Lee County, from Linda Disley herself, personally. $500 for the Greenville Chapter Ruth Jordan Memorial Scholarship. And $600 from a donation from Successful Transitions. And that gives Matthew Duffel Hoffman, $1,650.
I'd like to thank all the individuals and chapters and ST for donating the money, and thank the scholarship committee for the work they do. And I'm happy to receive this next investment in my life, and I look forward to paying it back to the NFB.
All right, next. If y'all could do the math, y'all realize Casey is our top recipient. Case, I know, right? Somebody said they're shocked. They were being facetious. Okay, Casey is receiving $25 donated from Lorianne Coley. $250 from the Computer Science and Technology Division. $250 from the Grand Strand Chapter. $250 from the Columbia John Fling Memorial Scholarship. Columbia Chapter. I just said Columbia. 250 from the Sumter chapter, the John Howard Memorial Scholarship. 425, Patricia Tuck Memorial Scholarship. She passed away earlier this year. $500 from Rocky Bottom, the Ellen Taylor Memorial Scholarship. And $1,000 from a donation from Successful Transitions. So Casey will be receiving $2,925.
As I mentioned earlier, this will be my last year applying for the scholarship because I am finishing up, thank goodness. But one of the things I just want to mention, as I listen to all the contributions for scholarships, how everybody collectively come together. And that's one of the things I love about my Federation family, is how we all come together. A little bit with one person here and one person there, and we all together for a common cause, to encourage one another, to reach our goals, to support one another as we face those obstacles and try to turn them into opportunities. So I just want to thank you guys. Thank you for investing in me. Thank you for the opportunity to be a part of you. And I love you guys and I enjoy serving you, but I also have to just comment. So as you're reading out the, I move when I talk. So whenever Shannon was reading out the scholarship names, one of the ones that really stuck out to me was the John Fling Memorial Scholarship. And I love John Fling. He was such a special part of my life. And so that just means the world to me. And then when I heard Ellen Taylor, and I was just like, oh my goodness, all of these people, all of this investment. So I just want it to be said, thank you. And they are recognized. They are important. And so I just appreciate you guys.
I need to add one that I had overlooked. I apologize. $100 from Jennifer Baser, and that is on Matthew Duffel Hoffman. So that takes us to $1,750. When you have all these to keep up with, you miss one every here and again. I do want to thank the members of the scholarship committee. In recent years, this has been more than let's meet and go over and pick who gets what. It's homework. We send everything out. People have to read over it, do their scoring scales, and then come back to the, you know, to our scheduled meeting a month after the deadline, and we talk about what we scored. And sometimes all of us are on the same page, and sometimes we have a little debate, which is fun. It's a good debate. You're like, well, I think this person is really good. It's all positive. It's so great. I want to thank again, I know I keep saying this, but it wouldn't happen without the donations from all of the groups and members. And yes. And I do, you know, want to echo what Casey was saying, you know, is when people pass and we honor them with a scholarship, you know, this scholarship program is built on a legacy of love that these people leave. And, you know, we all can do more. And you don't have to honor someone after they're gone. If you want to honor someone now with the honorary scholarship, I mean, that's something to think about next year. A lot of good people you could honor, and I could be reading a long list, and I'd be happy about that. And I'm sure these folks behind me would, or whoever's here next year. So, but the members of the scholarship committee that I want to thank, I'm thanking all of them, by the way, not just a select few, because it sounded like I was going to pick two or three. Tracy Spittle, Deborah Canty, Linda Disley, and Loretta Green. Thank you all for your participation. And as always, if any of the members have any suggestions, comments, questions, criticisms, donations, please let me know, and we will work on incorporating them into our scholarship program next year. Thank you very much, and here's to 2022.